When public health workers had minors try to buy cigarettes and e-cigarettes last year, they were successful nearly 20% of the time. And some of those sales were made even though the clerk asked for proof of age and looked at an ID, says Nina Gregerson. She's assistant coordinator for Tobacco-Free Columbia-Dane County Coalition.
Those rates just keep creeping up higher and higher, and it's really unfortunate to see.
The unannounced compliance checks are part of a state program called Wisconsin Wins. It's designed to reduce youth access to tobacco and e-cigarettes, which don't have tobacco but do contain nicotine. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.